On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
A teenager has been charged with murder after the body of a pensioner was found in Gillingham. 70-year-old Trevor Hadlow was discovered at a farm along Capstan Road last Tuesday morning. The 17-year-old boy from Sheerness is due in court any time now. He's also accused of attempted grievous bodily harm with intent and dangerous driving after a traffic warden was injured on Sheppey back in July.
KMFM News.
Paul Nuttall has been named the new UKIP leader. The former deputy replaces his ex-boss Nigel Farage, who took over for a third time when Diane James quit after just 18 days in the role. He beat ex-deputy chairman Suzanne Evans and former soldier John Rees-Evans to get 60% of the vote. He says the party now needs to be united.
The party has resembled a jigsaw that has been tipped onto the floor. The events of last week simply highlight that fact. Today is the day that we start to put the UKIP jigsaw back together. It is day zero. It is a new beginning.
More bad news for commuters, I'm afraid. Staff at Southern have announced they're going to take more strike action. They'll walk out as part of their ongoing dispute about driver-only trains. Services from Tunbridge and Ashford are among those that are going to be affected. A man's been charged with robbery after an alleged mugging in Rochester. The 30-year-old from Chatham will appear in court today after it happened in the High Street in the early hours of Saturday. He's also accused of a public order offence, as well as four counts of assaulting a police officer. Well, meantime, eight people have been arrested as part of an operation to crack down on burglaries continues across Kent. It follows a number of incidents across the north of the county since the start of the month.
KMFM News.
A record-breaking 60 million people visited Kent last year. A report out today has revealed the county remains the third most visited destination outside of London by foreign tourists. It boosted the local economy by around £3.6 billion in 2015. Mark Dance is a cabinet member at KCC.
Tourism jobs were up by 6% last year, and we're looking at nearly 72,000 jobs in the tourism industry, which is huge. I mean, that has a massive effect on the county's income.
More than £5 million is going to be spent on new buses for parts of Kent. Stagecoach has bought 25 of the brand new double-deckers, which will run on its routes in the east of the county. They're better for the environment and will come with free Wi-Fi and charging points. Now, temperatures will struggle to get above freezing this week as Kent's hit by a cold snap. Gritting teams across the county will be out in force to keep the main roads safe for drivers. It's the first time this winter that they've had to grit the roads regularly. Toby Howe is from the County Council and says they're well prepared.
We have about 20,000 tonnes of salt across the county. We have crews ready to go out. We're likely to be going out tonight and for the rest of the week, as the forecast we've got is showing that it's going to be sub-zero every night.
At Kent Online this afternoon, you can see a rather festive take on the mannequin challenge. Crowds at Rochester's Christmas market came to a standstill while it was being filmed yesterday. It's already been watched more than 5,000 times.
KMFM Showbiz.
Good news for Ollie Murs fans. He's announced he's coming to Kent next year. With more on that and the rest of this lunchtime's entertainment news, here's Lucy.
Yes, the singer-songwriter's announced he's bringing his UK-wide tour to the county. It'll be at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury next July. Tickets are on sale now. Elsewhere, Honey G's been voted off the X Factor. The controversial rapper, who many saw as a novelty act, left the competition after a sing-off with boy band Five After Midnight. On Saturday's show, a serial prankster from Gravesend stormed the stage and tried to steal the singer's cap and sunglasses. Speaking to ITV's Lorraine, she said Simon Cowell rushed to help.
He wanted to see if I was okay.
Sure.
Yeah, he just asked me if I was all right. And I said, yeah, don't worry, Simon, I'm fine. Yeah, we were, like, told that they pretended to sort of, like, be disabled to get into the building.
And Robbie Williams says antidepressants are helping to calm his demons. The singer, who filmed the video for his latest single, Love My Life, on the Isle of Sheppey, has revealed he's on new medication after previously battling addictions to drink and drugs.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
One bit of sport to bring you this lunchtime, and England's cricketers are in big trouble at the end of day three of their third test with India. They're 78 for four in their second innings, 56 runs behind the hosts. India made 417 in their first go with the bat. Wicketkeeper Johnny Bairstow says nothing went to plan for them today.
Having got them to a point where we thought if we get a couple of quick ones this morning, then we're in a good position. They were obviously 70 behind. That didn't happen. We're fighting an uphill battle at the moment.
That's it for now. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.